Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
The Habs are back at it, Joshy boy. Are you excited?
Home opener, babe. Oh, my gosh. So it's the season opener tonight, and the game is at 8:30.
Are you kidding
me? So I'm very sad about that, but I'm so excited.
I'll stay up.
Yeah, you'll stay up, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It'll end around midnight.
8:30?
Yeah, because it's a West Coast game.
No.
I know.
I'm sorry. Go Avs, go.
I know. I'm so excited. I got my Avs shirt on. So excited. Yeah, heck yeah.
Look at you.
I can't wait. This is like my Christmas.
I love hockey.
Jazzed. Yeah, charge!
No joke. I had a dream last night that I was trapped in Ball Arena.
Oh.
I was doing something there. Couldn't tell you what, but it was a non-event day, so we were there for a meeting or something. And then I went to leave down one of the back stairwells and got trapped in there. The doors to the exit wouldn't open, and then I went back up the stairs, and that door was locked. And I was like, now what?
It's kind of
so
scary.
That was my dream. Like it was, I was trapped at Ball Arena, and it woke me up.
That's
funny. Oh my
if
god!
If that ever happened to me, I'd go right up to the practice court.
I was in the stairwell.
That doesn't
yeah,
you go
that
up
was
there.
Scary.
Yeah. This is where
that's
I'm
scary.
Now.
I'm a little claustrophobic. I don't like those dreams.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all. And for those of you that don't know, Kroenke owns this radio station. So like I was like in a panic in the stairwell, going through my emails trying to find the numbers for security to Ball Arena because I know they're in my email somewhere and I couldn't find them. It was a stupid dream. So
but
I don't know.
But it feels realistic in the moment, doesn't it?
It does.
Because
it
I had
up.
A dream last night that my alarm didn't go off for work. And I literally woke up almost in like a cold sweat at like 3 a.m. freaking out that I overslept. That's my biggest nightmare.
And you wouldn't have been here?
Oversleeping. Yeah. That
would have been good for us, Katie.
We would have missed you, Josh.
Jerry's like, Katie, speak for yourself.
Josh is like, nope.
Come on, Katie, play along, for God's sake.
I set like 10 alarms every night to make sure that I'm up, just in case. And I woke up in a panic. I was like, oh.
Poor fella.
That was scary.
That's adulting, too, setting alarms. You also adulted again yesterday, and you made some food.
Ooh.
Like a big boy.
Well, okay.
You made a big boy crock pot meal.
Stop. I wanted to, you know, you put me in the spirit of the Croctober, so
yeah.
I wanted to
good
make
day
sure,
to do it,
yeah,
too.
I know.
There it is.
Yeah.
See, so after you talked about it on the show yesterday, and then the way the weather was, I was like, let's break it out.
I have
dust
one.
Off the, oh, I never use it. So it's, you know, I was like, dust off the cobwebs.
So cute.
I went to King Soopers, and my mom got it for me years ago. Went to King Soopers, and then, again, Jer asked my mommy for a recipe.
Oh, you're cute.
And she made, like, this vegetable beef stew in the crock pot, and I was like, I want to make
so your
that.
Mom made it in the crock
no,
pot, or you
the,
did?
No, I made it. She has the recipe.
Gotcha.
So I went to King Soopers, and again, another first for me. Talk about adulting. I was checking
Josh
out the
is
list
a big,
yesterday.
He's all grown up. He's 30 now. Yeah. He's doing things on his own.
I'm a big kid. Go. Got my pull-ups on. I'm a big kid now. But so then I went to King Soopers, and I Instacarted for the first time ever in my life. I've never done that before.
Isn't it great?
No, I hated it. First of all, I got
sorry
there.
To King Soopers.
Well,
not
to them. No. It was just one of, I love shopping and perusing and browsing.
Oh, there you go. Nice
buying
comeback.
So much
good
more
comeback.
Than I should there, you know, spending so much money because I don't just have a list. But anyway, so the little, I felt bad. The little teenager kid brought out all of my groceries, which was very nice. I actually really liked that part. And then I have a truck, so obviously I was like, no, don't put him in the bed, just put him in my back seat. So I opened my door. And he puts like 3 packages on, and the one package was so close to the side of my chair or my seat that as he turns around to grab the 4th one, all of it just topples over and falls out of my car.
I'm sorry, sir. Yeah.
That's exactly what it was.
Oh,
he was
no.
Actually, he looked at me and he goes, oh, I'm so sorry.
Not again.
And I was like, well, is any of it broken? Like, do I have to pay for this and stuff? And he like, you know, scurries and puts it all back in the bag. Puts my bag is ripped, by the way, because it was a paper bag.
So you got dirty groceries on your seat.
Puts it back in. He's like, no, we're good. And puts the 4th one in to
and
just
then he
prop
just runs.
Everything up. Literally, closed the door. I was like, thank you, sir.
And he pulled a Napoleon Dynamite and just ran off.
I was like, gosh. That's what I said.
Just runs off.
That's also what I said. No, everything was fine. And I do like the convenience. The convenience factor.
That is
like,
great.
I showed up there, waited in my car for 5 minutes, and everything was fine.
I love it. Did you tip? I guess you probably didn't.
You can,
no,
right?
I said, here's a tip
see, that's
for
the
you.
Thing. I've never tipped
you
before.
Can't
I've done
tip.
It multiple times, and I feel really awkward, because they just do all the work for you. And I'm like,
I
do I slip them $20?
No, or? I don't think you can. And I think, like, if they accept it, they can get fired or something. I may be wrong, but I was told that once. And so I don't tip because I don't want to ever put them in the position to
where they get fired.
Yeah.
You got to do one of those handshakes where you got the 20 in your hand and you're like, what's up? And you slap. And then as you slide back, it's in their hand. And you're like, what?
Those grapes look great.
What
thanks, man.
Yeah, it's like you're making a drug deal, but it's grapes and avocados.
No, I said, here's a tip for you. Don't spill the bag next time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Right. Sure.
Double bag it, homie.
No, but man, I told it the heck out of it yesterday. It felt good. It felt really good.
Well, you're growing up right before our eyes,
yay.
Josh.
The one thing is,
groceries and
first of
cooked.
All, the stew was fantastic.
Yeah?
The one thing was, I did make it for the size of a family of five. So
you can eat on there the whole week now.
Yeah, I will exactly. be having soup for a while.
Yeah.
I have beef stew in the crock pot in my fridge right now. I made it last night and just slid it in the fridge and told Nick, hey, fire this up at like 9. And it's gonna be a good day.
It's
we've got
so good.
Rolls and stuff yesterday.
You really are just crockpot mad all through October, aren't you?
It's the best, Katie, especially for us when we've got things going on every night. You know, last night I got the versatility of the rotisserie chicken. I shredded up a rotisserie chicken into little pieces, threw it in a pan with some Rotel taco seasoning and a little bit of water, let it simmer. Oh, and some black beans. And we made chicken tacos with that last night. It's like the best.
No, there's so much you can do. I have a hard time eating leftovers, and most things you make in a crock pot are large meals. So I'm with you. Like, I don't use mine often unless company's coming over because otherwise I need to get one of those little itty bitty dip crock pots just for like a
cute.
Single. I'll put one chicken breast in it. I'll put one
Why
chicken
not?
Breast. Why not?
So
like,
cute.
I should actually. I have one of those.
Oh,
why
my portion control is horrendous with the crock pot. I'm like, oh, I'm cooking for a family of eight tonight.
I might have to bust out the little dip crock pot.
It's perfect for you.
Little dip.
Saw a little dip.
Could you use those for like an actual mini meal?
Why wouldn't you be able to?
Yeah, because I know the settings are different.
Single serving of soup.
You know what I mean? I don't know if it goes low, medium, high like a regular crock pot.
I think they do.
Maybe it's just like melt and low.
You could buy a 1.5 quart cup.
It'll just be lukewarm soup.
Yeah. Gazpacho.
You won't have to worry about burning your tongue at all,
yay.
Katie.